Hey, my name is Ethan Ford. I'm 15 years old right now and currently live in sunny San Diego, California. I go to high school at Cathedral Catholic High School in Carmel Valley. Growing up, me and my family moved around a lot, being born in San Francisco, then moving to Hawaii, then back to San Francisco to San Jose, then finally in sunny San Diego. It caused a bunch of struggles, though me and my family were to overcome them by working together and sticking together. The book that I read tonight by Eli Weisel is a book that takes you through the journey of a young male adult named Eli and his father as they deal with the Nazi times and how being a Jew. A text to world connection that I was able to make from the book and myself personally is I can relate in a way to Eli and his father as me and my dad had to stick together growing up. My dad only being 21 when he had me, he was not yet established in a career, and so he took the caretaker role and he was always there for me while I was young and a baby while my mom was out working, traveling all the time to get money for the family. I can understand how Eli felt as I had to replace the gentle touch of my mom with the rough skin of my father and the soft words spoken by my mother for the powerful words of a father, and I had to grow up faster as I didn't have both parents there with me all the time. I believe the author's purpose for writing the book was to give everyone an insight on what it was like in the Jewish times and to understand that the value of family is bigger than anything else, and you must always try to stick with your family as you never know when you'll lose them and how many you'll have left. Two quotes from the book that really exaggerate how much Eli cared for his father and the relationship was, as Eli and his father were escorted to the concentration camp, a quote from the book was, "My hand tightened on his grip of my father. All I could think of was not to lose him." This was on page 30. This just shows on how much he valued his father and the importance of having him still in his life as his mother and sister were nowhere to be found. Then another quote, as Eli's father was very, very ill, he dropped to the floor as if he was just shot with a force of 1,000 long years. The father had looked up to Eli and told him that it was time to pass over and that it was time to go on without him. Though Eli howled, "Father, father, get up right now. You will kill yourself." And this was on page 104. This just describes on how much Eli needed his father in his life and he did not want his father to leave. I believe the target audience for this book could be everyone, as he targets the audience with an emotional approach. He wants the reader to understand that you must always keep your family close, no matter the situations or the events prior. To achieve this, the author writes about how Eli held his father tightly and not wanting to lose him. In the commencement speech, I would like to say that Eli Weisel discussed much about how no matter what you see on the inside, what you see on the outside of people, there's always a different person on the inside. And to see past all that and always to be kind to everyone else, as you don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what they go home to. Another text to world connection that my novel reminds me of is how you must deal with your inner demons and as well as the outside problems that you are dealt. This is shown as throughout history, you could come up with many social justice events that have happened. Most recently, the Black Lives Matter movement, as a lot of African Americans in the United States have felt as if they're being discriminated and attacked which in many cases is true, as they must deal with their inner demons of fighting that force that's trying to push them down throughout history, as well as the outside world, all the social media, all the inspirations through social media, and how people can say words over social media and tweet things or post things about you, even though they may not be true, and it might just be because of the color of your skin. So to end my podcast, I would just like to say that in every form of hate, there's always a small, teeny bit of love that you could find. And if every form of love, there's always going to be hate that's coming in. So no matter what, we must always stick together with our family, understand the true values of life, and keep strong morals, as you never know when your family might leave or when they might pass over. And thank you. That is my podcast on Knight Eli Weisel and how it relates to myself. Hopefully you enjoyed listening. Have a good day.